1865. 23. Richmond's Fall. Sharp's new brigadier general's rank entitled him to a seat in the Senate gallery on the somber and drizzly morning of March 4th. Men with mud-splattered boots and women in fine dresses spoiled by the cold drench settled into the seats around him as they watched Andrew Johnson walk into the chamber at noon, arm in arm with Hannibal Hamlin, whom he was replacing as vice president. Sharp was disgusted by what he saw. The Tennessee senator, his face flushed and his words slurred as he delivered a somewhat incoherent acceptance speech, appeared to Sharp to be drunk, which he was. To brace himself for the ceremony, Johnson, who was not feeling well, had downed a tall glass of whiskey in the vice president's room, and with the Senate chamber now hot and clammy, he was intoxicated. Sharp wrote later he had never been present at such an official disgrace before. After Johnson finished taking the oath and new senators were sworn in, the procession walked outside to the inauguration platform erected on the east front of the Capitol, where some 50,000 shivering and soaked citizens stood to hear Abraham Lincoln deliver his second inaugural speech. That ceremony Sharp was proud to witness. The simple dignity and earnestness of Mr. Lincoln went far to relieve the previous vice presidential fiasco, he wrote. As sunshine finally burst through, he stood silent, as the rest of the crowd did, to hear the president deliver the noble words. With malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right, as God gives us to see the right, let us strive on to finish the work we are in. Lincoln was exhausted, and after the ceremony climbed into bed for several days of rest. Mary worried about his health, urging him to work less and take in the theater more to relax. The president liked Shakespeare's plays and would watch the famed thespian Edwin Booth perform Hamlet in a few weeks.